We're about to begin a fast, and people think of Great Lent as the Great Fast. Well, actually, that would be one of the 10 things on the list, but probably down there about 9 or 8. There's a lot of other things in Great Lent that are much more important than fasting. The beginning of the epistle, the part of the epistle that we read from the Romans is this: "And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed." I talk about this all the time. I really don't talk about many things. I just repeat the same things over and over because they're so important, because they resonate in my heart. And I pray that they would resonate in your heart. It's time now to awaken. This is what Lent is for, to awaken, to open your heart a little bit, to have some of that dark heart open, and then the light of God comes in and shines in that dark place and destroys the darkness, because light destroys darkness. Darkness cannot destroy light. Light destroys darkness. So what we're doing is we're trying to wake up out of sleep. And what is that sleep? That sleep is just living our lives, not paying attention, not praying very much, being lazy, indulging in sins, perhaps not any great sins, perhaps really not very many great sins, but just the sin of indifference, or the sin of not really being present in the moment with God. It's really a great sin to not be present in the moment with God. And which one of us can say that there's been one moment in the past week when we've been really present with God, fully, completely? But it's time to try to attain this. Now, even if you don't attain it, it doesn't really matter. God is going to see your effort, and he's going to provide the grace, and you're going to get better. So this is what Great Lent is for. It's a very exciting time to awaken out of sleep, because our salvation is nearer to us than when we believed. Sometimes we don't believe that. Sometimes a person is baptized, and then they fall into a great sin, or they just get kind of dull, and they're not saying their prayers, and they're not reading things anymore, and they don't excite them. They read the Bible and it's really boring or difficult, whereas it used to be that it was interesting to them, and they think that God is farther away. That's not true. God is near. Salvation is closer to you than when you first believed. Do you believe this? Are you going to pursue this? Are you going to expend some extra effort this season so that you can have your heart open and you can awaken? That's the purpose of Great Lent. And it's a beautiful purpose indeed.